Welcome to the Presentation Labs podcast, a series of short, irreverent, and whimsical insights into the process of writing a book all about presentations.
Okay, it's the end of another busy week. This week does seem to have been completely dominated by the book. The deadline is fast approaching. The manuscript needs to be in just over a week. And so there's a whole bunch of stuff that I've got to do. First of all, I'm going to finish the case study section, which is proving quite a challenge, primarily because there's so much to share. Yet I'm also very aware that people may not want to read through loads and loads of stuff. So there could be quite a big editing job, which will be part of next week. Also, we've started slowly but surely some of the promotion, which has been great. I've just this moment got off a radio interview for Dublin City FM, where we were asked to talk about the book and about Eiffel presentations generally. So that was great, and the first, hopefully, of a whole bunch of different bits of media that we'll be doing to sort of tell the story and share some of the ideas behind the book. This week has been, like I say, dominated by the book and primarily dominated by visuals. The visuals section, as you can imagine, is a pretty hefty section within the book, and it's proving to be really enjoyable. I struggled a little bit, I have to say, struggled to get going, but then once I sort of broke that, I guess you could call it writer's block, it just flowed and it kept flowing. And there's some really, really exciting things in there, particularly around visual subtext and how to identify pictures that will engage with different types of audiences. So I'm really excited about that, and I think that's really going to be a massive help to those people that do end up picking up the book and using it to improve their presentations. So a lot going on. The guys from an artwork perspective are working very hard. We had a slight tweak in the layout specification of the book, which caused a few scratched heads and I'm sure under their breath a few swear words, but I think actually it's going to work out even better than the specification we were working to. So I'm very pleased with how things are progressing there, but like I say, I best dash, for it is a very busy week and I've got a weekend of edits and finalising different bits and pieces of the book. So if you don't mind, I'll toddle off now.
For more information, audio and words chronicling the voyage from good idea to publishing sensation, go to www.eiffelpresentations.co.uk and click on the banner.